This piece is for anybody out there that has a mama. Not necessarily the woman that gave birth to you, but a wise female soul that at some point in your life has pulled you aside and imparted some information or knowledge that stuck with you until today. Well, mine was my granny. We called her Great Granny. She would sit us down, wrapped around the river's foot on Sundays. And she would hold women's camp. That's what she called it. Granny say everybody always running around looking for the revolution. Most people don't know a good goddamn about revolution. Wouldn't know a revolution if it snuck up and bit them on the ass. Granny said a real revolution, the real revolution, lies on the skins of women for years, on their palms, on their scalps and thighs, backsides. Archive, starting from our first ancestors to those taken and spread to all corners of the earth. Great Granny would tell us stories about strong women that led underground railroads with babies on their backs and pistols in their hands. Women that stood up for change and wouldn't back down. She told us stories about Asadas and Nzingas, Winnies and Sojourners, Roses and Tubmans, Maybells and Estelles. She told us stories about women all around us. She showed me her history lines once. With two fingers, she lifted up her dress and apron, and starting from the insides of her palms, leading to the tops of her shoulders, down and around her breasts, tummy, running up through her thighs and down her backside. Sacred history lines. Granny, say the next time you see a woman, just watch the way she walks and talks, moves and cuts through space. She say, she be a living and breathing revolution, but they won't call her that. Nah, child, they won't call her no revolution. They won't call her no revolution. She just is.